contact now, or is it still the sergeant that can't pronounce?
So sergeant, yeah, so the sergeant, I would be, as the administrative residential person, I'd be.
So it's, so you're gonna be the contact or not this, or this person?
I would say that I'm deploying, so it'll go to him.
Go to him, gotcha.
Thank you.
Thank you for your service.
They read my mind without even calling the case, imagine.
That would take a lunch break. We're closing out the day.
All right, case number 123-129. Okay, would you please identify yourself?
Sergeant John Iamazzo, IOMMAZZO, Waterbury Police Department.
Thank you, and for the appellant?
Ralph Sherman, representing the appellant.
Thank you. Okay, you have a motion.
We have a legal argument here because the issuing authority has provided a video, photos, a statement, and I'm not sure what else to the board. First of all, most of these items were not provided in a timely manner, 10 days before the hearing. Secondly, all of these items are from the issuing authority's file, which I'd love to know what their evidence retention policy is, but from a dismissed case based on an arrest 8 years ago. And I don't think the board can hear or look at any of these things because we don't have a live witness who was there, other than actually my client and my witness.
It is correct that the suitability grounds did mention when the denial was originally issued. It didn't mention the video or any of that.
What do you mean?
Well, in the file, okay, what I have is that he was denied on the basis of suitability based upon protective orders during the last 5 years and a history of domestic violence.
No.
That's a second.
That was a prior denial.
I'll take it back then. Sorry.
I believe that, say, 22 on annual?
Yes, yes.
So there was a denial in
22.
There was a denial in 24.
There's three total,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So the basis of your motion is it was not furnished, the information was not furnished to you in a timely manner?
Timely manner, but also none of it is admissible in front of this board, as we just heard from Attorney Sauve from the state police, for example. He would have loved to introduce that Ring video, but he can't because that's part of a file on an erased case under the erasure statute. And under the court decision, this board cannot accept any of this evidence.
Is it accurate that the video was posted on Facebook?
Correct, it was a Facebook video.
Well, if it's posted on Facebook, I asked the sergeant outside if he can show me it on Facebook so I can see for myself.
I don't have Facebook.
I don't think that's where he got it. He got it from his file at the Waterbury Police Department.
The point was it was out in public for everyone to see.
Was is one thing, but he provided it to this board and to me based on getting it from his file, which should have been erased.
So I do want to speak to that. So I know we discuss erasure statutes all the time here, and I just want to clarify. So, you know, all these records, all police court records, and records of any state attorneys pertaining to any state charge, these are things that are erased. But, you know, Connecticut case law does not specifically specify exactly which law enforcement records, quote, pertain to a charge, case, or conviction for the purpose of the erasure statute. Pertain, bring, and maintain the prosecution. This case was never prosecuted. This case was dismissed prior to prosecution. None of these items were ever entered into evidence. So there was no trial, there was nothing entered into evidence, so there was nothing to pertain to the case. It wasn't prosecuted. You know, criminal history record information means that court records and information compiled by criminal justice agencies for the purpose of identifying criminal offenders and maintaining as to each such offender notations of arrest, but does not include intelligence, pre-sentence investigation, or investigative information. That comes from the Security and Privacy of Criminal Records Act. All right, this was all pre-sentencing. This was investigative information. This was not determined in furtherance of the prosecution of the case, because it never was prosecuted. So this was all investigatory information. So this does not fall under the erasure statute. And also, you know, State v. West states that the purpose of the racial statute is to protect innocent persons from the harmful consequence of a criminal charge that is subsequently dismissed. The statute does not and cannot insulate a person from the consequences of his prior actions. This video shows that there was an action. These are the consequences of that. This proceeding, this denial of the hearing. You know, I also, you know, also want to mention that, you know, the racial statute does not encompass all records pertaining to a criminal investigation, such as those generated prior to the initiation of formal criminal charges or which are investigative in nature. These videos, these statements, these were all acquired and determined prior to him being formally charged. All right. And again, going back to the next thing is he was never prosecuted. So these don't fall under that erasure statute.
So was he? Can I ask a quick question?
Yeah, sure.
He wasn't arrested on a warrant. He was arrested on speedy information, right at the scene.
Correct.
The same with everyone else.
Well,
and
no.
None
these
statements were taken.
They were taken
before his arrest.
They were taken before his arrest. He was not arrested and booked until after the video and after the statement.
I think he'll testify. He was arrested when the police showed up at the scene.
He was not. He was detained. They took statements from the witness, from the victims. They took statements from the appellant.
So he was arrested on a warrant?
Nope. While they were investigating, they found the video, which was posted shortly after the incident.
Well,
prior to him being charged and processed, all this information was, this is all investigative material. They did not charge him until they had something to charge him with because they didn't know what happened. They only had him, if we're going to discuss that, they arrived on scene with him standing there with a machete in his hand. That's what do you charge somebody with? Was just standing there with a machete. They didn't know what happened. There were four people involved. Through their investigation, they found the video. They took statements from the victims, the appellant, and a witness, or I should say the other party in his vehicle. And based on their investigative methods, that's when they determined which charges to charge him with.
Well, if this argument were to fly, then the board would basically be able to hear any records from erased cases. Because the police always obtain statements and videos and photos and so on before they make an arrest. It may be 5 minutes
that's
later
that
they make the arrest, but this would totally invalidate the court decision. I can't remember the name of the case, but I know you're familiar with it. And I'd be happy to brief the board if there's any hesitation about making a decision on this issue. This is a very important issue. This case and other cases, Attorney Salve would have brought his Ring video.
Just so I'm clear, when were you made privy to these materials that you're objecting to?
I got the video about a week ago, and the other things, I think in the past 48 hours, I got one or more emails.
I will speak to that. And Attorney Sherman brought this up, and I don't dispute this. Yes, he was provided that, but this is an older case. We are a large agency. We generate tremendous amounts of information. For us to maintain our databases, we have to archive tremendous amounts of information on an ongoing basis. Unfortunately, to retrieve those items from an archive, it takes time. I don't have control of that. I'm not the IT person. When it was made available to me is when I was able to view it and then provide it to Attorney Sherman.
The appellant filed this appeal 2 years ago.
I'm sorry?
We filed this appeal 2 years ago. I think they had more than enough time to comply with the statute. But I think the bigger issue is these things are all subject to the erasure statute. I don't have the statute in front of me, but I know it says reports and records.
I do. State v. Morowitz also states that the statute creates legal fictions, but it does not and cannot undo historical facts or convert once true facts into falsehoods. This is not my fabricated
right.
words. This is from state statute of records
but
in the state of Connecticut.
But the court decision involving this board said you have to have a live witness who can testify to their personal knowledge because they were there.
And which is why I also stated these are investigative information, pre-sentence investigation information.
The pre-sentencing investigation refers to a person who has has been convicted and sentenced, and a pre-sentencing investigation is a term of art that occurs in the criminal court. A pre-sentencing investigation is to advise the judge about how to sentence someone. So none of this is pre-sentencing, because there is
But it's investigative information. This was all determined prior to the appellant was charged.
I agree with Attorney Sherman. It's a very important issue that we try to deal with all the time, and it's a matter of what is a record that's subject to erasure. What comes up often is the protective orders. You know, the defendants or the appellants will say, well, it was erased, so I assumed everything related to the case is erased. That's
right.
Not the case.
And that is not the case. I agree about protective orders.
With this case here, I don't know. It's public, I understand you get it from...
If it's on Facebook.
Put it on Facebook. And I don't know if the appellant is going to testify today.
The question is, where did the issuing authority get it for this hearing?
If the issuing authority retrieved it from Facebook for the hearing, like it's still out there as public knowledge.
Right.
That's one thing. But if this came from your records of the case, and again, I'm just going by what my practice was, and maybe the chief can, and the colonel can go in now, but when we had a dismissed case, those records, unless there was a fatality for other purposes, those cases were sealed and then subsequently erased. We couldn't pull statements, photographs, things like that. That's just my background.
It's January. It's been tread week. Yep. Going back to old records because it's New Year, so we're shredding all the past records that we can dispose of.
Also, erasure does not mean destruction.
Yeah,
erasure just means sealed from public disclosure.
Yep.
But again, this never went to trial. This was not entered into evidence. This is in our database.
He was arrested.
He was arrested after these items.
But he was arrested as part of the case report. As part of the case report submitted to the prosecutor.
Right, I understand that, but we're talking about what is erased and what is not erased. These items do not fall under the erasure statute. It's in the statutes. It's in the Security and Privacy of Criminal Records Act. It's in the verbiage of the act itself.
I'm sorry.
No, I would, because I don't think they'll agree. My only
state's attorneys follow this. This is put out by them. So this is their compilation.
I would. One solution maybe would be a continuance and ask our Attorney General.
Exactly.
Okay. That's
and I'd be happy to submit a brief very quickly on the subject.
The issuing authority could follow up with a brief of its own, either an amicus brief of a friend of the court.
And ask, because we do have an Attorney General that looks over, and then we would have maybe a clearer picture.
It's also a very important
It is a very important,
very important decision to be very, very clear on.
Yeah. What's the matter?
No, just a question. Why did you not object to those videos? You got them 10 days in advance, and you told me you got them, because I didn't get them, because I was having a problem with my emails.
One video I got.
Video and the
obviously this email. So we there was a technical issue. From the department end.
I mean, I didn't get anything because
at that point, because that was part of a private negotiation that the board is not privy to. He and I were discussing the case.
Okay.
And he sent me the video as part of our discussion to possibly resolve the case.
Okay. But at that point, you didn't object to it either.
It wasn't submitted at that point, as far as I was concerned.
You said you got the video.
He sent it to me as part of our negotiation. And negotiations, that's not something that the board is involved in.
Yeah. Well, as acting chairman...
just a short time, though.
Yeah, hopefully. I know. I think, again, I don't know the exact procedure, but I think what needs to be done is to get a legal decision as to, because I think you raise a very good point. And so for me to rule and then we go on to the hearing today, I think it's not the appropriate thing to do.
I can see an attorney general saying, try, make your decision, do the case, and whichever side loses, appeal it, and that's how we get the
That'll
You
won't
decision.
Get that from the AG.
Okay.
No,
I hope not.
No, we won't get that from the AG.
Yeah. So,
so we pick another day?
I mean, it would be...
I would ask for info from both sides,
And then we make a decision, and that, then it goes up, or do we somehow get an advisory opinion from the Attorney General?
I would request that you get something from us to provide to the Attorney General, please.
All right, let's do that.
Because the issuing authority made a decision, made a case. He made an argument that is, actually, before Brumado, it was pretty clear.
Yeah.
That stuff all did come in. Now we're on the edge of that.
Now, is there something that you can send to me with that verbiage that I can...
I can provide you the entire manual. I can provide you with the...
I would almost recommend your town attorney.
Yeah, you're going to have to have a town attorney.
No, I understand that. I understand that. I understand that.
But don't send the whole thing.
So should that be in the...
No, no, I have that as well.
Should that be in the form of an offer of proof, like he says, you know, if I'm allowed to testify, this is what my evidence will show? You say, you know, this is what the evidence will show.
I think it's the question of whether the evidence is coming in. That's all.
I'm just going to write a brief on whether these things can be considered by the...
Now, evidence from witnesses who may have viewed any videos or any documents at the time would be legitimate, you know, if those people still work in water.
This is very specific to the video.
We're talking about the actual video or documents.
Or if it's still publicly available.
But I guess I'm stuck on procedure here, because, you know, does this come to us? Does it go to the Attorney General?
No, they would submit to us, which we would provide to the AG.
And then we send it up to the Attorney General. All right, okay. And let's say, how much time would you need to prepare?
Really, how much time do you think the AG is going to need? That's, I can have this ready in 10 days.
As soon as, I think we will submit it to the AG, and as soon as we hear back, we'll get you on the calendar.
Then we'll pick a date?
We'll get you on the calendar.
Okay.
As soon as possible.
What timeline do you want to set for their briefs to be received for charge?
I mean, I have to, because he speaks at council, corporation council, and attorneys, so, I mean, that, I couldn't speak to that either.
Or 6 weeks?
Sixty days?
Let's just, 60 days seems...
He's here every year.
Well, I know, but it's not that.
It's a big city.
I mean, does 60 days seem fair?
Yeah, I think 60 days is appropriate. So you get the comments in within 60 days, and then the new chair can decide what to do with them.
New chair.
You did a good job arguing it.
That was a good summary of your position.
I didn't write these words, so. What's that?
Okay.
All right, then.
Thank you very much.
I guess you are too.
So the case is continued.
Right.
Cases continue.
Okay, thank you.
All right.